You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Welcome to Omega Automotive.
My name is Dave, and I'm here for my Mercedes-Benz oil change.
Please put on a mask provided for you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Step over to our iris scan.
What?
Got it.
What the heck?
Now turn right for the body scan.
I just came for an oil change. What is this?
And now a blood sample. Raise your right arm.
I do not want this.
Done.
Hey, I
can see that you're very upset, Dave.
What are you doing?
We will now perform a soul scan.
What? What do you mean a soul scan?
Now the procto exam.
What?
Please lean forward.
I'm out of here!
Stat alert. Warning.
Hopefully this is not where our world is heading. At Perfection Auto Works, we still honor your freedom from belts, tires, and brakes to our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650, and perfectionautoworks.com.
Join us for the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon to help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment. Put your team together and join Coaches for Charity for fantastic prizes, free pizza and soda, and 2 hours of bowling fun. The Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon is Saturday, June 18th at Lucky Strike Bowl, 4015 East Speedway. Help raise funds for elementary school sports equipment at the Coaches for Charity Bowl-a-thon. To register your team, visit coachesforcharity.org.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessories store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you. Good afternoon. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and listened to political talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thank you for making that possible. We are broadcasting from the Perfection Auto Works studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Welcome. Today's guest, Sam Stone, GOP consultant, aide to City Councilman Saul DeCicco, and now a city council candidate himself in Phoenix, Sam Stone, one of the brightest political guys I know. Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about where we're going when the midterms come around here in the fall. You've said, and I think others would mostly agree with you, that Republicans are going to take the majority of the House, maybe the Senate. I'm curious, though, of whether Roe versus Wade and what may happen with this Supreme Court ruling that is forthcoming to change the dynamics of what we all now believe would be a Republican juggernaut in the fall. Is that going to change anything, Roe versus Wade?
Yeah, it absolutely might. In fact, I tend to think it's going to have a massive impact. As far as I understand, Arizona instantly reverts to a zero abortions law that's been on the books since the 70s. And that's a big, big deal. When Republicans are arguing about 15 or 16 weeks versus unlimited abortion, we're winning that argument. At zero abortion, it is the numbers are just not good.
So what happens to a particular part of the voting public come fall? Is it the female vote? What vote is going to change dramatically enough to change the outcome?
Yeah, it's your soccer moms. It is women between the ages of 18 and 60 who you really will tend to get it from. And, you know, they are kind of in many ways the last swing vote in the country. This is a big swing for them. You know, they this is going to be one of those issues that becomes a single issue, because if you change the legislature and you change the governorship, then you could pass whatever, if Democrats take control, they could pass whatever abortion law they want. So that's where, I mean, frankly, I think Republicans are crazy not to simply put it on the ballot and separate it from the candidates.
Let's talk a little bit about this economy, because that is indeed an albatross around the neck of Joe Biden and the Democrats come fall. There is some good news. I don't know how good this might be. You can tell me. America's employers added 428,000 jobs in April. That extended, I think, a streak of solid hiring that has defied punishing inflation, so many believe. We haven't seen numbers like that in a long time. The unemployment rate, 3.6, just above the lowest level in a half a century. Good for the Democrats?
Well, not really. So you still have lower workforce participation than you did in 2019, meaning a lot of people simply aren't seeking work and thus aren't technically unemployed. So there's that. But also, this is one of those perverse moments when you're dealing with high inflation, where really low levels of unemployment help perpetuate that inflation. And look, at the end of the day, the employment unemployment rate is a number. Inflation is something people feel very personally at the gas pump and at the grocery store.
Raising the interest rates, is that going to help?
It certainly can. I mean, obviously, it has the potential to help. The question is, are they going to be able to raise it far enough, fast enough, without sending the economy into a depression or a very severe recession? Right now, the rate of inflation is still outpacing the rate of their projected increases in the Fed rate.
What does it say when the market takes these huge dips? You had a sharp sell-off of the Dow Industrial Average. I think it was over 1,000 points on Thursday, which wiped out the gains from Wall Street's biggest rally in 2 years. Certainly worries growing that higher interest rates the Federal Reserve is using to fight inflation will derail the economy. That's possible, isn't it?
Yeah, and it has a much bigger effect right now, because a lot of tech companies, as you know, John, lose money, right? I mean, their stock keeps going up and up and up. Meanwhile, they're losing money. That's really only possible in an economy where money costs very little, where people can borrow very cheaply. When the interest rates start to rise, that gets cut off, and a lot of these companies may find themselves in trouble, and that's what the market's reacting to.
We're talking with Sam Stone, candidate for the city council in Phoenix and one of the brightest and most respected consultants for the Republican Party in all of America. You know, Sam, there's no way for presidents to spin bad economic news. It seems like I think Biden is reminding all of us of the unemployment rates that haven't been this low since 1970. And to remind the public that the president's free market economies have minimal powers to halt inflation or force economic growth. Is it true there's just no control of a president over these two terrible things, inflation and economic growth? That's not terrible, but if you don't have it, it's terrible. What?
No, I mean, maybe now it's, you know, the horses are out of the barn kind of situation to some degree, right? So the ARPA, particularly ARPA, the second round of COVID funding should have been much more limited and much more targeted. You had governments like the city of Phoenix getting, you know, I think $800 million or some enormous amount, when their revenues were above any projections they'd ever had. You know, so what was that money really for? It ended up blowing up inflation. That's a big part of what's going on one side. On the other side, oil. There is an answer to that, and it won't take effect immediately if you reversed the Biden administration policies limiting U.S. natural gas and oil production. But if you did and you made it clear that you were going to stick by eliminating those new restrictions, we would get back to oil and energy independence pretty quickly, and that could have a significant impact.
You've watched the war in the Ukraine unfold, as we all have. How is this going to end? I've asked you that before. I don't know whether you've changed your mind or not, but restate the Sam Stone prediction of this terrible conflict.
Look, I think Russia gets nowhere with this thing. I think it stalemates, and they might end up with some small portions of Ukraine. But at the end of the day, this is a terrible, terrible price that they and the Ukrainians are paying for for Vladimir Putin's hubris, and this is not going to end well. I mean, this is Chechnya. This is Afghanistan. This is all the other Russian debacles where they get involved, as we did in Afghanistan, in the middle of a country that doesn't want us there and is perfectly willing to shoot us.
How crazy is Putin if he gets desperate? And it would appear that he may be on the verge of that momentarily.
Well, you know, I don't know, because I don't know. I think the only thing that would really unhinge him, you know, when obviously I don't know him, I don't know his psychology, but he's been around a long time, would be losing his grip on power. If that becomes a reality, but it seems like he has locked down the reins and the systems of power in Russia a long time ago.
You know, the Biden administration has announced, I think it was yesterday, that it will seek another $30 billion from Congress in military and humanitarian aid on top of, and I think the figure was $14 billion that Congress approved last month. There may be no end to this funding, and apparently we're all in, at least as far as we have gone so far, which suggests we're all in, aren't we?
We are more all in than I think people understand, and I was really bothered by apparently the Biden administration leaking to newspapers in the last week that they've been responsible for helping Ukrainian forces target Russian generals, target the Russian battleship that was sunk, do these things. I think we all knew that was likely going on, you know, maybe not the direct targeting of generals, but that the U.S. was providing a lot more than simply bullets and food. But, you know, if put ourselves in Russia's shoes, in that position, if someone did what we're doing, I would tend to think we'd believe ourselves at war with them. And so this is a very fine line they're walking.
We're talking with Sam Stone, GOP strategist and consultant. Sam, let me take a very quick break. I want to come back and talk Arizona politics. You know that as well, if not better than most people I've ever talked to. And I'm looking forward to that conversation. So stay with me, please. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum with Sam Stone. Back in a moment. Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
Are you tired of yelling at the TV when news about politics comes on? I know I am. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's time to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Simply Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. Don't just sit on the couch. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
If you want news and analysis of Arizona's increasingly unhinged state and local politics with a skeptical, fact-based, and progressive viewpoint, you should be reading blogforarizona.net. Blog for Arizona is a thriving institution in Arizona's progressive politics for almost 20 years now. Blog for Arizona has authors from across the state with extensive experience and insight into Arizona's political history and culture. Find us online at blogforarizona.net, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Think you know about meth? Think again. Today's methamphetamine is far more potent, more addictive, and more deadly than ever before. Today's meth is often laced with the deadly drug fentanyl. In fact, deaths from meth use have doubled in Arizona. What can you do? Get the facts at thenewmeth.com and know there's hope and resources for recovery. This message is sponsored by the Substance Abuse Coalition Leaders of Arizona.
I'm Dr. Drew Warden, host of The Doctors, and these are The Doctor's Orders. Too much UV exposure to your eyes can cause serious health issues. It can cause a buildup of tissue in the whites of your eyes, and if left untreated, can grow over onto the cornea and impair your vision. Protect your eyes from the sun the same way you do for your skin. Wear sunglasses when you're outdoors that have 100% UV protection. Stay in the shade when possible, and wear a hat to reduce that amount of UV rays getting into your eyes. You only get one set of eyes, so make sure you take care of them. For more tips on protecting your eyes, log on to thedoctorstv.com. I'm Dr. Drew Warden, and those are the doctor's orders.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more. libertymutual.com.
Tom Sullivan, weeknights at 7 on 1030 The Voice.
There's a lot of conspiracy stuff going on out there right now. Yeah, Bill Gates is usually blamed, the World Bank, you name it. People buy into them, and I find them fascinating because other than this stuff, they seem like normal people, but they're not.
Hi, this is Tom Sullivan. Join me weeknights from 7 to 10 for The Tom Sullivan Show on 1030 KVOI The Voice.
From the Perfection.org studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Sam Stone is my guest, GOP consultant and strategist. Sam, let's talk a little bit about Arizona politics. I can't figure out this GOP primary for governor. We all know Ducey after two terms, but I don't know these people at all. Who would you say is the front runner and why? And who are you afraid of most winning this primary?
Well, I'm not terribly afraid of any of them. I mean, I think this election hinges on a lot of things, and I think in general we have a great environment, but Kari Lake is and continues to be the front runner. Karen Taylor Robeson about 6 to 9 points depending on what poll you look at behind her. Matt Salmon fading in third, and then a handful of others, two others I think in the field who are running out of it. Karen Taylor has spent an entire, I think, about equivalent to what Ducey spent in his entire election so far. So Lake, we've seen today, just got up on TV. That's going to be really interesting if she can hold on.
You know, Matt Salmon lost the race for governor against Janet Napolitano by 13,000 votes. And, of course, I've always been the only one to tell you that that was because of the Indian gaming issue that was on the ballot. Says the tribe spent millions of dollars to get their compact before voters because the governor wouldn't sign him at the time. And so it brought a huge amount of Democrats out that wouldn't be out because they wanted, obviously, the compact as written to pass in the election, which it did. And it just brought out a huge number of Democrats, probably 13,000 more than Republicans, which is the margin of difference between Napolitano and Salmon. Why would not Salmon run stronger after having him run so close to becoming governor of the state?
You know, I think when you've been a lobbyist, which he has since leaving Congress, that always hurts. But also, I think he came out and initially sounded a lot like the candidate he was 10 years ago. Talking about the issues he did 10 years ago. And frankly, those just aren't the things that people are interested in right now. So, you know, you really have to adapt with the times. I think he has as the campaign has gone on. But, you know, I think that really hurt him out of the gate.
Is Lake a little bit out there? She worries me. I hear her rhetoric and I'm somewhat frightened by it. Should I be?
No.
Really?
No, she's fantastic. I think her Twitter account that trends out there a little bit from time to time. But,
just a little.
If you see her in person, she's fantastic. Look, the election stuff doesn't really worry me. I think anything you do to improve the security of elections generally is a very good thing. So, you know, what you're not going to go back and change the result from 2020. But, you know, the rest of her platform is really good, and it's, you know, in line with most Republicans on most issues, but a little bit more creative and out there visionary, if you will.
Well, I would say
and
out
I think
there,
that's needed.
Let's talk
well,
a little
bit. Well, no, you know, look, I mean, for instance, committing to getting some sort of new source of water, which, you know, people have talked about, but really the next governor needs to act on. There's things like that. She's very legit.
Let's talk a little bit about Mark Kelly. Is he in trouble? Senator Kelly.
Hard to tell. I thought he was. I think obviously the Roe v. Wade thing overshadows all of this. But I think if you have, you know, Jim Layman can spend a huge amount of money on the race if he's the front runner. Blake Masters, I think, is young and dynamic and brings a lot of energy to the race that Kelly kind of lacks. So I think either of those are really strong. I think Brnovich's fundraising has become clearly a very big problem for him. So I question his ability to compete in the general. And then there's General McGuire, who might be the best candidate of all, and hasn't really caught on yet.
By the way, did Brnovich shoot himself, politically speaking, of course, with the Trump situation? Is that what harmed him?
John, walk middle, get the squish, just like grape, you know, on just about any issue, I think. You know, you really, look, when you're in a primary, you're in a base fight. And in a base fight, people do not want to see you splitting the middle and trying to play both sides. They want to see you taking a strong position, and that's in both parties. Is that a great thing for the country? Maybe not, but it's the reality.
Got 2 minutes. Did Trump turn out prove something for Trump and Trump supporters in these primaries recently?
People certainly did very, very well. So I think there's a lot of energy behind the America First movement, and that's something that is going to continue in this cycle and probably in coming cycles. It kind of reflective of a change in the party to a more blue collar party. And, they're successful right now, and they're not looking for the status quo.
Well, there are 22, I think, he endorsed somewhere. A lot of those were not challenged at all. I mean, there wasn't even a contest. I don't think you can count that as 22.
No, but you can count ones like J.D.
Vance, Pennsylvania. Is that Pennsylvania? Yeah. And what's going on? I was going to ask you what's going on in Ohio. Ohio always mystifies me. I always thought that should be a progressive state. It's not. It's pretty red.
Well, I mean, I think it was progressive or Democrat heavy in the era when being a union member translated into voting Democrat. There's a really interesting sort of break right now between a lot of union leadership and their members. Union leadership and donations tends to support Democrats still very heavily. Blue collar working members do not. And so the entire Rust Belt is swinging more red right now because of that.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds completely. But Roe v. Wade will have an effect on this primary. That's one of the main reasons I wanted to talk with you, because you're so damn smart. And that I mean that sincerely. And I am so glad you decided to join us. Good luck in your campaign for city council. I hope you win. I'll send you some money.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.
All right. You're the only Republican I ever sent money to. But it's not going to be a big check, but it's significant because it's got my name on it. Thank you so much for being with us, Sam. Good to see you. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Sam Stone, city council candidate in Phoenix and a contributor to the John C. Scott Political Forum for, I don't know how many years, at least a decade or more. I want to thank Sam for being on the air with us. Coming up next, we're going to be talking with Larry Bodine. He is a award-winning journalist from the New York Daily News, lawyer, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Back after the news.
Welcome to Omega Automotive.
My name is Dave, and I'm here for my Mercedes-Benz oil change.
Please put on a mask provided for you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Step over to our iris scan.
What?
Got it.
What the heck?
Now turn right for the body scan.
I just came for an oil change. What is this?
And now a blood sample. Raise your right arm.
I do not want this.
Done.
Hey,
I can see that you're very upset, Dave.
What are you doing?
We will now perform a soul scan.
What? What do you mean, a soul scan?
Now the procto exam.
What?
Please lean forward.
I'm out of here!
Stat alert. Warning.
Hopefully, this is not where our world is heading. At Perfection Auto Works, we still honor your freedom from belts, tires, and brakes to our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650, and perfectionautoworks.com.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With us now, Larry Bodine, who is, well, I was a delegate to the Democratic National Convention. He writes for Blog for Arizona. He's a former award-winning journalist with the New York Daily News. He's a lawyer. He's president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, one of the more influential Democrats in all of Arizona, and a contributor to the John C. Scott Show. Larry Bodine, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, John. Your recitation of my resume is making me blush.
Of course. Well, you well should. Let me ask you a little bit about some of the things Sam Stone was saying. He says this situation with Roe versus Wade, the leaking of the Supreme Court document, may in fact affect positively for the Democrats in the midterm elections, something we never saw coming at all until 10 days ago. That's amazing, isn't it, how it could turn this fast?
Well, you know, what we've got here is the Supreme Court issuing, you know, allowing an opinion out to be stolen out. It's an abomination. It's the most damaging opinion that in history if it's released. It's completely disgraceful. And that's why it's an issue for Democrats. You know, Democrats believe in the right to privacy, but this draft opinion makes it clear that the Supreme Court is putting every right at risk. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, ostensibly it talks about women and abortion, but what if they also decided after this opinion that, you know, men, it's illegal for them to get a vasectomy, that's a felony, or making it a law specifically for men that it's a crime if you don't use a condom and get somebody pregnant. I mean, that's exactly where this is going. And I'm telling you, John, you don't want your right to privacy eroded, which is exactly what this draft opinion is attacking. The right to privacy gives you the right to be free of unwarranted publicity. It means nobody can appropriate your identity. It means nobody can pry into your private affairs, like, you know, your medical history or where you go to church. And it doesn't allow anybody to take your private activities and publicize them. If Roe v. Wade is struck down, it will be okay for a person to steal your identity, spy on your private affairs, and then publicize it for their own profit. That's what we're facing here.
You know, I've been talking to friends of mine about the Trump years in the White House, and they said, well, it's over with now. I mean, we can overcome this and such. I said, no, you can't, because of this Supreme Court that we're going to be faced with for many, many years to come, certainly within my lifespan, which is ebbing at the moment. But I must say that was a huge deal of Trump elected and the people that he put on the Supreme Court making these decisions that change what America is totally and completely. And I'm not so sure, and you can tell me now, what can we do about it? I'm not sure there is anything we can do about it. You tell me.
Well, you know, you can join millions of Americans on May 14th. There's going to be public protests in the street. You know, now is the time to think about seriously, who are you voting for? Are you voting for somebody who's interested in, you know, reproductive rights and the right to privacy or not? And, you know, it just illustrates how the five justices who signed on to this draft opinion, they all lied at their confirmation hearings. What they lied about was a legal concept called stare decisis. It's the foundation of law. And what it means is that you will follow a precedent and stand by things decided. Otherwise, there's total chaos. Like Justice Alito is a good example of this, writing an opinion that would take away a right that you and I have had for 50 years. And he, you know, I read the opinion, the draft opinion, and he just sort of blows off stare decisis. It's like, yeah, we know we're supposed to follow precedent, but the word abortion doesn't appear anywhere in the Constitution, which is true, you know. Neither does the word cell phone exist in the Constitution, or wristwatch, or car, or the Internet. None of this exists in the Constitution. But what does exist since 1965 is a right to privacy. And that was found by Justice Douglas, and it was reaffirmed in Roe v. Wade in 1973, and it's been reaffirmed over and over and over again. And Alito just thinks he can just sort of walk in with a stroke of a pen. This is a guy who is accountable to nobody and just take away a right we've had for 50 years. So I'm telling you, it's time to get out on the streets and protest. It's time to lobby your senators, and it's time to think really hard about who you're voting for in the next election.
Ingrid is a caller to our show. Ingrid, you're talking with Larry Bodine of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, and also president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Go ahead, Ingrid, your thoughts and comments.
I was very happy to hear you talk about the right of privacy, vasectomy, for instance. I was going to call in myself about that. But now I'd like to add some things to it. It keeps being stated that the Constitution doesn't say you have a right to an abortion or this or that or the other. If you look at the Fourth Amendment, the Constitution, it talks about your right to privacy, the right to your papers, your home, your person. That's your body. It's not to be interfered with.
And oh, absolutely. Right, you're totally right. And what could be more personal than what you decide to do with your own health care? You know,
right, and you know, whether you're for a pro or con abortion is irrelevant. That the Constitution does give you a right to privacy and what you do with it. And furthermore, I'd like to add that long ago when America was young, when they didn't like the way a baby looked or behaved when it was born, the midwife would take the newborn to the back of the barn and wring its neck. These things actually went on. And
yeah,
we don't,
you know, and that's another thing that the right wing is all concerned about. Oh, what happens to the baby before, you know, it actually becomes a person and is born? But after that, they don't care about good public schools. They don't care about, you know, streets being repaved. They don't care anything about, single mothers who have to raise these babies, because now they're forced to have a baby. It's mandatory motherhood, regardless if your father had incest with you or some man raped you. And this all comes down to these various religious beliefs, and that has no place in the law. It's irrelevant. You know, the right to privacy is in the Constitution, and we have to do everything we can to preserve it.
Ingrid, thanks for your call. Larry, I'm not sure how this is going to go, but I would assume this will be kicked to the states, will it not? And then the war and the battles will be fought state by state, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's true. Unless more Democrats are elected to Congress, then we can pass a law that codifies the Roe v. Wade decision. You know, there's a bill already in Congress, but it can't pass the Senate because of the filibuster rule, which people like Senator Sinema from Arizona is backing up. So, you know, if the votes are there, we can have Roe v. Wade codified. But the way that it's going now is that women and people who have daughters, who have wives, who have moms and grandmothers, you know, it's going to be thrown to the right wing, which is basically going to, you know, impose a completely dystopian future where you have no control over your own body.
You know, the idea, too, that this may have an effect on the midterms, I think, is dramatic. When Sam Stone and I have talked in many different occasions since the first of the year, is predicted an overwhelming majority of Republicans taking the House as well as the Senate. And he's backed away from that because of what has happened with the Supreme Court leak. And I think it may change everything.
But I think it also depends on the outpouring of opposition to the court from Democrats and those who are as disturbed as you and I about this and where it's going. If people are indifferent about this, we're going to pay a terrible price for this, I believe.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, you'll lose your right to privacy. Women will have no choice over their reproductive decisions. Yeah, what is the state or the government doing involved in a woman's choice to start a family or not? It has no place in that. And we've got to keep the government out of it. You know, 60% of people in this country believe that abortion should be legal in all or most cases. That, and of course, the Supreme Court isn't beholden to public opinion, but our congressmen and senators certainly are.
Let me ask you a little bit about these local races. I want you to talk about the Democrats of Greater Tucson coming up after the break. But before we go to the break, let's talk a little bit about this governor's race. I was talking with Sam Stone about that, the two ladies, Robeson and Lake, I think are so far to the right that you will never bring them back to the middle. And I'm almost as apprehensive about the male part of that fight for the GOP nomination for governor. How well positioned are Democrats to take the chief executive's job here in Arizona?
Oh, they're very well positioned, particularly Katie Hotz, the Secretary of State. She has raised more funding to support her campaign than all the Republican candidates combined. You know, and Carrie Lake is just, you know, a lunatic who just trumps, you know, Trump's latest tweets, and it just takes all these extreme positions, and she's kind of a caricature of a candidate. You know, she's and as for Robeson, you know, another right winger, I don't think you know, people in the state want to have a right wing governor when we already have a right wing legislature that is relentlessly cutting public education, eroding our voting rights. Katie Hobbs is so confident about getting elected that she said she is going to set a record for all the Republican bills that are vetoed as governor, more than anyone else. So I think the Democrats are very nicely positioned.
And when Robeson stands before television cameras saying, "We're going to finish the wall," you have to just start, you have to start screaming at the television. You know, I mean, you just have to. You can't do anything else. Well, maybe you can do something else, but screaming is about,
you know,
what I...
Yeah, the wall, it's like if you build a 10-foot wall, somebody will get an 11-foot ladder, which is exactly what's happening. It's just, you know, it hasn't worked since medieval times.
Well, it was a crazy idea in the beginning. It's still a crazy idea, and at least it's coming to a halt, or at least has been halted. I guess it's been replaced by trucks in Texas, but other than that, it's a little nuts. Let me take a very quick break, and I want you to come back and talk about the Democrats of Greater Tucson, of which you're president. A lot of things going on with this organization of yours as it grows substantially from one week to the next. It's an amazing success story politically in the state of Arizona. So hang on and come back with me, if you don't mind, Larry Bodine. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum from Perfection Auto Works Studios, back after these messages.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and If you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
If you want news and analysis of Arizona's increasingly unhinged state and local politics with a skeptical, fact-based, and progressive viewpoint, you should be reading blogforarizona.net. Blog for Arizona is a thriving institution in Arizona's progressive politics for almost 20 years now. Blog for Arizona has authors from across the state with extensive experience and insight into Arizona's political history and culture. Find us online at blogforarizona.net, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who is responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here's Larry Poteene, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Well, Larry, a big week coming up for the Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Yes, that's right. We have we meet every Monday at noon on Zoom, and you can find out about our meetings by just Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson. And the speaker we've got lined up is Avery Anderson, who is running for Congress in Congressional District 6 in Tucson. Really interesting guy. I just met him the other night. He's 28 years old. He's got two lead engineer roles at Raytheon. And he says that our current system has flaws that could use a fresh approach from a younger perspective. So this is a guy who says that we need to get the younger generation in Congress. We've got to appeal to young voters. And my favorite line from him is that we've got to stop the crazy. So Avery's going to be a very interesting candidate, and looking forward to hearing from him on Monday, this coming Monday at noon. Just go to thedgt.org, and you'll find out. Now, coming up, we also have a big fundraiser for Democrats of Greater Tucson. We are presenting Frank Figliozzi. This is the guy, security analyst you've seen on NBC and MSNBC News. He was the director of counterintelligence for the FBI. And on May 19, he is going to tell us about all the fascist threats that we are facing today, ranging from political violence, like we saw on January 6th, the insurrection, death threats to elected officials, the rise of militias like the Proud Boys and white nationalism, disrupting school boards, anti-voter laws, and on and on and on. And Frank is going to talk, as I mentioned, Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you'll come to our homepage, and you can see that you can buy a ticket for $20. We will use this money to elect Democrats in 2022. And Frank is going to tell us how to be a designated survivor. That's the theme. In other words, somebody who is able to protect our democracy even under full-blown attack, both foreign and domestically, which is happening right now. And if you're interested in some of our prior speakers, we've got the database from heaven for you. Some of the things that you may have missed. We had two speakers from the Tucson Citizens Climate Lobby talking about how to fight climate change by putting a price on carbon and a dividend for homeowners. Very interesting topic. We've also got a recording of State Senate candidate Morgan Abraham. He is currently in the legislature, and he talks about his offense and defense strategy with the Democrats. And then finally, I just put up a video of State Senate candidate Priya Sundarshan, who talks about how Arizona can preserve its water supply. So there's just tons and tons of stuff going on, and I recommend you either Google Democrats of Greater Tucson or just go to thedgt.org, and you'll find us.
By the way, you can ask questions of these guests as well, which I think is just fantastic. I mean, in the comfort of your home or office or where you are in your computer or laptop, you're a part of the show, you're a major part of it.
Oh, absolutely, and that's one of the reasons people love Democrats of Greater Tucson programs, because it's your chance to ask, virtually, face-to-face, a candidate about to explain a position or explain why they don't have a position on a particular topic. It was very interesting, for example, when we had our climate change program. A lot of people came on board, and they had many other ideas on how to fight climate change. So, you know, take the opportunity. Did you ever want to influence an upcoming election by putting a thought in the head of a candidate? You can do that on Democrats of Greater Tucson. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you'll be in.
By the way, the numbers are just astounding, the growth of interest, now that you're making it so easy for people not only to be a part of it, but to be the whole show as well. I just think it's amazing that the numbers have doubled and tripled and continue to expand far beyond, I think, anybody's imagination. It's congratulations on this enormous success, Larry.
Well, thanks so much. And I'm completely delighted about it. Membership is at an all-time high, and for good reasons. You know, we put on great candidates. You can ask questions. We have a library of previous speakers, and our goal is to elect Democrats. So if you want to get stop yelling at the TV and get off the sofa, come to Democrats of Greater Tucson. We will motivate you.
Larry, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too, John. Bye-bye.
We're proceeding a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Larry Bodine is president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks so much for listening. Back next Saturday, 3 to 4, for the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everyone.
If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Perfection Theater presents alternative endings to classic movies.
There he is, Buford. If I done blew them away with my shotgun, would that pep you up some?
Sure would. Hang on, Billy. We have trouble.
I have one word for them.
I heard that, you some...
Hey, Buford, that poor guy's only got one finger.
Give me that shotgun, you dumb... Hey, it's jammed, dadgummit.
Hey, Buford, that smoke pouring out of the engine.
Oh, shit.
You shut up.
Son of a...
You was going to take it to perfection.
Where'd you now, Billy?
Let's just see more of this beautiful land called America. They obviously didn't have their truck serviced at Perfection Auto Works.
Saved our lives, man.
Sometimes life is just too easy, but don't just rely on luck for your next adventure. And get that car or truck inspected before that summer trip. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.